Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about the top reasons why you should have a website for your VA business. Now, let me put a disclaimer out there saying that it doesn't have to be a huge website full of pages of information or a blog or any of that kind of stuff. It can just be a simple one-page website to get you started. As to what tools do you use, you know, I'm a WordPress gal, so I say WordPress. I mean, there are other options available such as Squarespace and Wix, but at the end of the day, it's important to have a website for your business. So let's talk about some of those top reasons why. First of all, it gives you credibility. It also shows that you're a professional, someone looking to run a professional business. It's also the hub of all of your marketing efforts. In other words, that's where you send everybody. It's yours. To me, it's your number one business asset. And I know people will disagree, which is perfectly fine. People say, oh, I just, you know, I have a LinkedIn profile or I have a Facebook page. And that's all fine and great, but you don't own social media. You don't own what happens to your profile. You can get into Facebook jail or LinkedIn jail for, you know, doing something that maybe you're unaware is against their terms and conditions. And maybe they take down your profile. Then what do? Where's your credibility? You don't have an online presence and you're an online business owner. That doesn't work in your favor. So having a website is something that you own and that you can control. And as I already mentioned, it really lends a sense of credibility and shows that you're a professional. And if you're somebody who wants to work with professionals, you want to charge premium rates, you know, professionals want to work with other professionals. And so having even just a one-page simple website is going to make a world of difference. It's a great place to showcase your knowledge. You can tell people exactly what you do, who you do it for, how you help them, how to get in contact with you. All of that information could be on just a simple one-page website. So you can showcase your knowledge as well. If you're somebody who builds websites, well, you probably need to have a website. As well. So you could put your portfolio up there. If you're somebody who offers copywriting, for instance, you could have samples of your copy on there. So it's a really great place to showcase your knowledge. It's also another place to collect leads. So if you want to start embracing digital marketing, you know, your website is a core piece of digital marketing. It is the hub. It is, if you will, the hub of a wheel. It's where everything leads to. So with a website, it gives you so much flexibility. You can collect leads, you can create sales funnels, you can create freebies, you can create memberships, you can put videos on there, you can put a podcast on there. All of that would be in a central location, easy for people to find. It's also something that you can use to gain organic traffic. If you're somebody who decides you love to write, well, then a blogging is a great way to showcase your knowledge. And that will help drive what we call organic traffic, which is traffic that finds you via Google, for instance, or any of the other search engines that are out there. So if you want to kind of summarize what I've said here, is the top reasons are for credibility and to show you're a professional. It is the hub of all of your marketing efforts. It's your number one business asset. It's yours, unlike social media. It's a great place to showcase your knowledge. It's also a really great place to kind of put everything for what you do, who you do it for, what you offer. And it's easy for people to look at, for instance, a one-page website and really understand who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. Showcase your knowledge. If you're a blogger, if you're somebody who does any kind of visual work, you know, infographics, you know, website design, graphic design, all of that can be showcased on your website. You can also use it
to build your business by adding freebies, collecting leads, creating funnels. You can also host simple audios and videos. You could even build out a membership program for passive income. And if you're somebody who likes to write and wants to showcase your knowledge in like a blog post, for instance, it's a great way to get organic traffic. You don't have to have a huge website. You can have a simple one-page website that states, as I mentioned, the key things, who you are, what you do, and how you help your clients, so the services that you offer. You can start with that. And from there, then you can add a simple lead magnet funnel so you can start collecting leads. So your website can evolve from a one page to something much larger as your business grows and evolves. One other reason I would say is if you want to stand out from the masses, having a website will help you do that as well. So I hope you found this information valuable. If you're somebody who's looking to learn more about building websites, be sure to check out my Techie VA Training Vault. It teaches WordPress from the ground up, including how to build a website and then also how to take that knowledge and offer it as a service. If you're someone who's building your business and you want to be seen as a professional, check out my VA Success System because it actually includes in the program, you get your own one-page WordPress website, professionally done, designed by me. You get the website done. All you have to do is put the copy in and I show you how to do that. So it's a really great place to learn some basic WordPress. I also teach you how to create your own lead magnet funnel so you can start collecting leads and start embracing digital marketing to help grow your business and find you clients. All right. So I hope you enjoyed today's topic as to why you need a website. Feel free to leave me any comments. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.